for USA Radio News. I'm Wendy King. Former Massachusetts Governor Michael Dukakis, who lost to George H.W. Bush in the 1988 presidential election, says his former political foe's greatest legacy was his effort to help end the Cold War. Bush has died at age 94. He also led a coalition that drove Saddam Hussein's forces out of Kuwait.
I can report to the nation, aggression is defeated, the war is over.
Bush had many accomplishments during his time. Reauthorization of the Clean Air Act, which is still with us now. Reauthorization of the Civil Rights Act, which is also still with us. And the Americans with Disabilities Act. Bush's body will lie in state in Washington, D.C., and there will be a service at the National Cathedral. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
French riot police have been battling so-called yellow vest protesters in central Paris. This is the third weekend of nationwide unrest against the cost of living. President Emmanuel Macron is watching closely from a distance as he is at the G20 summit in Argentina. He said, "These people clearly want chaos, but we will never accept violence." And he said, "They will be found and prosecuted." He also said the violence has nothing to do with the peaceful expression of legitimate anger. Dozens of people were arrested. Attorneys for President Trump's former personal lawyer are working hard to keep Michael Cohen out of prison. The lawyers say in court papers filed in New York that Cohen has cooperated extensively with special counsel Robert Mueller and New York State investigators and will continue to do so. Cohen's lawyers say he deserves no prison time for crimes he committed in an abundance of enthusiasm for his ex-boss. This is USA Radio News.
Look, I know this isn't the first MyPillow spot you've heard, and if you don't have yours yet, what are you waiting for? MyPillow stays cool, keeps its shape all night long. You can toss it in your washer and dryer, and it's like new again. Made in the USA, comes with a 10-year warranty and a great money-back guarantee. If you don't love your MyPillow, you have till March 1st to return it. How about that? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use my code USA, and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, plus shipping. That's MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, enter promo code USA, that's promo code USA.
While attending the G20 summit in Buenos Aires, President Trump encouraged the 2019 session of Congress to pass the new NAFTA agreement. John Clemens reports.
Many agreed that the 25-year-old landmark North American Free Trade Agreement was in need of an update with our two neighboring countries that will provide a trilateral framework that, according to President Trump, should be approved by Congress next year.
One of the really important things is you won't see companies leaving once that gets signed. We have to get it through Congress, and if it gets through, which I think it will, that'll be great. And if it doesn't, we're very happy the way it is now.
I'm John Clemens.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo argues that the war is not optional for Saudi Arabia and that the suffering in Yemen would be a lot worse if the U.S. was barred from the conflict. USA's Rick Vincent has more.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the U.S. relationship with Saudi Arabia is a very important one and the war in Yemen must come to a conclusion.
Secretary Mattis and I and the President have made very clear we're working to end the hostilities in Yemen. The humanitarian crisis there is of epic proportions. Millions of people at or near starvation. This administration has put almost $1 billion into stopping that humanitarian crisis. The Saudis have put even more money in of theirs.
This is USA Radio News.
Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.